KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 65 degrees in Atlantic at 8:06. We look forward to be partly cloudy today at the high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The State Transportation Commission has given final approval to the updated five-year transportation improvement program. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The program will spend $3.4 billion on state roadways. That includes the reconstruction work on the interstate systems at Council Bluffs and Sioux City, as well as a section of I-35 from Ankeny to Ames. The plan also calls for corridor work, completing the final segment of the four-lane expansion of U.S. 20 in western Iowa by the fall, four-lane improvements on U.S. 30 in Taman-Benton County, and on U.S. 60 in southeast Iowa are also in the plan. The plan has $1 billion targeted at bridge repairs. The state had 61 bridges listed as structurally deficient in 2017. I'm Dar Danielson.
Officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said yesterday the DNR continues to focus on cleanup efforts following a fire that occurred at the River Valley OHV Park near Council Bluffs in April, forcing the park to remain closed for a lengthy amount of time. Although the park may look healthy, officials say, in green, the park will remain closed for safety reasons for an undetermined amount of time. The DNR is working with contractors and the city of Council Bluffs, as well as others, to move forward with the cleanup. Any unauthorized use of the park, they say, is considered trespassing and a violation of the law. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold their regular monthly meeting this evening at 5:30 in the High School Media Center. On their agenda is a special presentation with regard to the teacher leadership program and action on a handful of resignations, contract recommendations, or letters of assignment. You can read more about that under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will take action on approving a recommended $14,000 stipend for our board secretary, business manager Sarah Sheeter, for her job duties as a shared business manager between the Atlantic and Cam School District. They'll also act on approving a recommended contract for concurrent enrollment agreements with Iowa Western Community College for courses taught to district students. Last year, there were a total of 109 students taking advantage of the courses through Iowa Western for a total cost to the district of just a little more than $129,700. The total cost for the 2018-19 school year is $135,000. The textbook fees will amount to $30, which is an increase of $15 over 2017-18. The school board will also act on approving Board President Allie Bruckner's recommendation on a 2018-19 superintendent contract for Superintendent Steve Barber, which includes no increase to his annual salary, a continuing two-year contract ending June 30th, 2020, and a $450 a month allotment toward a 403B, which is consistent with the other district administrators and amounts to $4,800 paid from the general fund. Later on during the school board meeting this evening, they'll act on approving a 2018-19 propane contract with Pellgas and a diesel ethanol contract with Olson Fuel Supply, the combined costs of which will amount to $66,530. The board will also act on approving 2018-19 returning TLC positions and 2018-19 student fees, which they say no changes will take place over the past current school year, and as the electronic instruction fee replaces textbook fees when the district went to 1-to-1 4 years ago. Superintendent Steve Barber will also recommend no changes to the 2018-19 school breakfast and lunch prices, as the food service program, they say, continues to remain financially strong. On a side note, the district is looking at incorporating salad bars into each building to enhance the variety and continue to support healthy eating. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported five recent arrests. Among them, at around 2:26 a.m. Saturday, deputies arrested 57-year-old Andrew Dean Nelson of Stewart on two felony possession of controlled substance, third or subsequent offense charges, meth and marijuana related. Nelson's arrest followed an incident that took place late Friday night, whereby he allegedly took a wallet from a man at a bar in Stewart. The theft victim later got into a physical altercation with Nelson, who was charged in Guthrie County with theft. Small bags of marijuana and meth were found on Nelson in his pockets. He was cited on the theft charge and released to the Adair County deputy for processing on the felony charges. His cash or surety bond at the Adair County Jail was set at $5,000. And Friday evening, 35-year-old Luke Mullen of Bedford was arrested on a road near Orient on warrants for violation of probation on an original charge of possession of an explosive or incendiary device that was out of Colorado, and for being a fugitive from justice. He was being held without bond in the Adair County Jail on the warrants. Also arrested in Adair County recently was 35-year-old Christopher James Kimmer of Oskaloosa. He was arrested at the Polk County Jail on Adair County warrants for harassment of the first degree and stalking. Kimmer was later released on a $4,000 cash or surety bond. 26-year-old Cody Zimmerline of Adair was arrested June 5th on two warrants for violation of probation, along with possession of drug paraphernalia and resisting arrest. Zimmerline was being held in the jail without bond on the warrants and $300 bonds on the other charges. The Creston Police Department received a report Tuesday evening about a stolen bicycle. A woman residing in the 800 block of North Sycamore Street in Creston told authorities that her son's Mongoose bike was stolen from the McKinley Park pool sometime between 2 p.m. and 4:15 p.m. Tuesday. The loss was estimated at $150. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 45-year-old Lynette Huber of Lennox was arrested Monday evening on a Union County warrant for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Huber was released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear later in court. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.